Got your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians. I'm going to start to say I was going to preach on one verse, but I'm not going to tell you that. I'm just going to read one verse right now. But may the Lord bless the reading of His Word. Second Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 15. This verse not hard to even quote. It's short. But thank God what's in it. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 15 says, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Would you pray with us? Our Father and our God, we thank You, Lord, for Your mercy. We thank You for Your grace. And God, we thank You for Your gift that You've given us. Greatest gift world's ever known, when You gave us Your Son. I ask Your blessing now on the remainder of the service. Thank You for every song that's sung, every word that's been uttered, every testimony. Thank You, Father, for our land, our country, and the freedom, Lord, as we have. Help us not to take it for granted. We do pray now, hide us behind the cross of Calvary. Jesus may be glorified in Him only. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God for a gift. As you know, this gift's unspeakable. You can talk about it, but when it means you can't explain it, you can't ever exhaust it. It's so precious, this gift that God has given us in everything to buy. Have the book of James said ever good and perfect gift. It says it's of the Father. And it cometh down, it says, from the Father of lights. Ever good and perfect gift. Did you know everything concerning this salvation? Everything God has given us. But this gift that He's given us is in the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, it's Him. Listen, you thinking, no wonder it's unspeakable. Listen, no wonder that you can't comprehend it. No wonder that's beyond even imagination of our hearts and minds. In this chapter, I didn't read the whole chapter. If you read it sometime, it tells us Apostle Paul was talking to him and reading. He was writing to him and exhorting him to give. He said, God loves a cheerful giver. He talks about it. He said, if you give sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. If you give bountifully, you'll reap abundantly. But you know what? He's going and talking to them about gifts and talking to them about giving. And we ought to give. We ought to give. You know why? Because of what God has given us. That's why he winds up that chapter by saying, but thanks be unto God. For the God for His unspeakable gift. Listen, it's a wonderful gift. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know the woman at the well in chapter number 4 of the book of John. You know what the Bible says? Jesus said to the woman, he said, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it was that speaking to you, you'd ask of him and listen to this and this, and he would have charged you, no. He would have made you pay for it, no. But he would have given to you that everlasting water, that water that you never thirst again. I'm glad, glory to God, that salvation's a gift of God. Listen, it is because we have Christ. Listen, the Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter number 5, that all in dead in Christ. But the first man, Adam, listen, we would come here dead. I mean, we born into dead and trespasses and sins because of the sin of the garden. But thank God for the gift. You see it all through the several places in the book of Romans 5. The gift of God. The gift of God. It's a gift of God. It's God's gift to you and to me. Oh, glory to God. Listen, that's something free. It cost God everything, but it didn't cost him. Listen, it cost him everything, but it don't cost us nothing. You see, God gives it. The Bible said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Only responsibility we do that, he gives it to us, Brother Calvin, is to work on it and to work it out and to feed our souls on the Word of God and to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it's a gift. It's an unspeakable gift. He said we ought to be praising God for it. We ought to be thanking God for it. Listen, our gospel is a gospel of giving and forgiving. Listen, God gave it to us. And listen, we go out and we share it with others. He not only forgives us, but he gives it to us and he turns around and he forgives us. Thank God. I'm glad he does. Ask my Lord. Ask my Lord. Oh, in the book of, I was saying about Brother Donnie be heading back to Mississippi. I've been praying for you, praying for your family after your brother passed away. But I was saying about, I don't know when I even shared on it, but one time I was out there with you. We went out to a revival with you and preached on Isaiah chapter number 61. And I got to read it again this week, got looking at that gift there. You know what the Bible said? He said in Isaiah chapter number 61, you're talking about a gift. You talking about, God said, you know what, Jesus, he stood up in the synagogue and read that in one of the Gospels. He stood up in the synagogue and he read from the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. He anointed me. Listen, what Jesus do? He first of all said to preach good tidings. The gospel is good news. Hallelujah. It's good tidings. He said, the Lord's upon me to preach. He anointed him to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said to me, he's not only the preacher. Listen, but listen, thank God. He's the healer. He said, he's the proclaimer. He said, I'll tell you something. I bind up the brokenhearted. See, he preaches. Jesus does. And he heals. He binds up the brokenhearted. And guess what? Sets the captives free. That's what my Lord does. Hallelujah. He sets us free. Heals broken hearts. You know what God can do? He can take broken, messed up, ruined lives and mend them. Put them back together. What a Savior. Now, you know what he goes on down there? You know what God wants to change some things with you? He sure does. He wants to change some things. He said, bring you what you want to change. Yeah. He said, I tell you what.
goodness of God made you repentance. You say, well, I believe. Yeah, I believe. You guess what he said on 5:8? Saved by grace through faith. Uh-oh. That's another guilt. It's a guilt from God.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hi. And where you turn?
It's grace.
Yeah. Grace. Faith. Guilt. Guilt. One of the most familiar verses in the Bible. Romans. Not Romans, but John 3. Remember when you used to know if you still fall, still have a bit of that damage in there, but still you give it to the testimony.
Sure.
Mr. Hector, was that a thing? Huh?
Yes.
Who was it?
Mr.
Yes, if I could, I had a part for that. You know what? They used to come to be like this. John 3:16 says, but God so loved the world.
Yep.
That he gave his only to what?
Yes.
Begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. God gave his Son. We can have everlasting life. It's you. What? And so God gave his Son. And nothing else. He will hold on from us in the Son. It's all ours. In Christ.
Heaven.
So let's thanks be unto God. For his unspeakable. For his unspeakable
gift.
God has given us for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. So, God wants us to, from what I say, give them a beauty for ashes, oil of joyful, and I like this, the garment of praise, or the spirit of heaviness.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for that gift. Already said one of them. God gives us a gift. That eternal life. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't already think about it because he lives. You know why? I'm going to live.
That's
I'm living now.
Yeah.
I'm living. Hallelujah. Somebody asked sometime, why don't you feel old inside? Well, I'm eternal inside. Body is. I got eternal life back in me.
Yep.
Faith.
That's right.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't think I can say half of the
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank God.
God's gift. You know what? You can't earn it. You can't buy it. He said, do not be cold. He said, I'll give you a garment of praise. Now you get a hold of this. God makes you a garment of praise. I'm going to give you a garment of robe. With praise. I'm telling you something. We've got so much to praise the Lord. That's why he said. That's why you said in the book of Corinthians, that verse I read, start with thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for that unspeakable gift.
Thanks.
You know what we ought to do? Don't we know what he's given us? We're determined to give him complete surrender, submit, Lord. Our whole total being.
Yes.
To him. someone you need to be dead. But for the grace of God, listen to this, the gift, by grace. Gift, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, have abandoned unto me. Give another verse there, verse 16. Not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For by one man's offense death reigned, by one much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the guilt of righteousness, men shall reign the life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by one offense of one judgment came upon all men for condemnation. But it said, even so by the righteousness of one, here it is again, the free gift came upon all men. Under justification of life. Is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 verses by across that again?
Thank God.
Free. Free. You know I have people say that.
When you're right, you get
it. We've got people punished for them. See, we'll rebel. If we'd have been there, we'd understand them. We inherited that as a nation. We inherited that fallen state. We born. But we come into this world. Listen, not only until it's innocent time that children are innocent, but listen, they still have to be born again. Listen, because we'll always be children in this state of innocence. But I say that to say this. We came into this world lost and undone without God. Separated from God. Somebody said, well, I don't think that. We don't have. Listen, hey, hold on.
We didn't deserve what Christ did for us either.
He came and made a way.
That's it.
Yeah. And add on all that, on Christ, all should be made alive. Praise God. Hey, he didn't have to. It was in God's making. Salvation is in the is from God from the beginning to the end. Yeah. He saw us. Did you ever read in the Bible where Adam went looking for God? Has he seen?
No.
What was Adam doing? Same thing you and I were doing.
Right.
Running and hiding.
Yes.
The Bible said he hid himself in God.
Yep.
Well, you know what God did? He didn't walk with him.
Adam?
Well, what have you done, Adam?
He went in.
Well, all he said is that. It's that woman you gave me. Ain't bringing the only husband or wife, man. They said, she said, well, I don't know. The last way to find those still do that in the world today. You know what? Quickly, you can all ever say, Lord, it's me, Lord.
Yes, that's it.
Not my brother, you can do this song. Not my brother, my sister, not my mom.
Yes, not none of these.
It's me again. This is me, Lord.
It's in a need of prayer.
You know what? What did God do? He slew the animals. Offered that sacrifice. Clothed in the skin. Because listen, you said, well, what happened to the clothes? I think what one of them they was shielded and they shook down the pool and they like for the sea. And it's you. Once they sin, they realize they were weak. Not only that, on the outside, but then you look inside of that evening, a blood sacrifice. And God clothed them with those skins of those animals. God made a vision. Listen. God told them the same today. With the Calvary, paid a supreme sacrifice and a supreme price that you and I.